This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, August 24th. God's word for you today is Helped by God. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelations chapter 12, verse 14 and 16. And it says, "But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth." Psalm chapter 68, verse 19 says, "Praise the Lord. Every day he helps us with the loads we must carry. He is the God who saves us." The Voice translation puts it this way: "Blessed be the Lord who carries our heavy loads every day, the true God who is our salvation." And the New Living Translation puts it this way: "Praise the Lord, praise God as Savior, for each day he carries us in his arms." Did you think you are walking? No, God is carrying you in his arms. God is carrying you on eagle's wings. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 4 says, "Your clothes didn't wear out, and your feet didn't swell throughout your 40 years of wandering." Not 4 years, but 40 years. Whoa! Did you think that burden was yours alone to carry daily? No! Every day, not on some days, but every single day, God carries your heavy load. Most times, we think we are the ones doing it. Have you heard some Christians say, "And I prayed"? Thank God, it is a principle of heaven. God wants you to pray, and you should pray. But guess what? It is not your prayer. It is God that is carrying you on eagle's wings. I know people that pray more than me and fast more than me, but it is God that is carrying me on eagle's wings. I am not even confused about it. The seventh example of God leveraging and using innovative energy to transform impossible situations into a testimony for his people is Numbers chapter 16, verse 19 to 35. Please read. It is the problem of Korah and Co., otherwise known as evil gatherings. There is no way God will do great things in any life, and there will not be evil gatherings. So, evil gatherings should not bother you. And sometimes, the evil gatherings can come from brothers. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram were children of Israel, what you would call internal enemies. It was not even the Canaanites, the Jebusites, the Perizzites, or any of the parasites that constituted the evil gathering. How did God solve that problem? God used what was already existing, the earth, the ground. And the ground opened up and swallowed up Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and company. In that same way, every evil gathering against you, the earth will open its mouth and swallow them up in the mighty name of Jesus. It was an innovative solution. Remember, Moses said, "If God does a new thing today," Numbers chapter 16, verse 29 to 30, please read. It was a new thing to them, but it was not newness from creation. It was newness from innovation. Everyone that has gathered or is gathering against you and your destiny, God will do a new thing against them. Say amen. Let us pray. Father, as you help me, let everything that you have created, seen and unseen, help me also. Let the winds help me. Let the earth help me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.